And I understand there are some Christians who are still unsure whether it is right or wrong to be gay. Are you out of your mind? You don't want to read the Bible? The first book of the Bible, Genesis, talks about gays. Talks about their community. And talks about how God despises what they do. And how God destroyed two cities because of their attitude, because of their sins. The last book, that's the first book of the Bible, Genesis. The last book of the Bible concludes with it as well. And tells you God's going to judge sodomy. How can you be asking? And in between the two, several scriptures condemning it. Don't deceive yourself that it is natural or that somehow you were born with it. Nobody was born gay. It's not possible to be born gay. The Bible says a man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Let's read it. Book of James. Scriptures like this, I like them seeing it. So, James chapter 1, I'm reading to you from verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Don't say it's natural. Don't say it's the way God made me. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. It is your lust, your appetite for self-gratification. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Look at the next verse. It says, do not err, my beloved brethren. Don't go astray. It's warning you. So it's not right. If you are engaged in it, repent. And start living right. Because it's all in your mind. It says, a man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. Lust is what? Evil desire. Unrestrained desire. Evil concupiscence. When your desires are going wild, then you start thinking, maybe this is something you're interested in. And then you start reading those materials that are associated with it. Stop looking at magazines that get you into such situation. Stop going to those websites. Don't visit gay websites. Don't flirt with those things. They'll destroy you. They'll destroy your life. Remember, just because a lot of people are doing something doesn't make it right. The Bible says, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in that way. But narrow is the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. So if it's popular in your community, it doesn't mean it's right. You got to stop it. If you want to stop it, you can stop it. If you're a Christian, all you have to say is, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will no longer do it. And the power of the Holy Spirit will be there to help you right away. But if you keep protecting it and keeping it and nurturing it, it'll grow like a giant and one day bind you if it has not already bound you. You're creating an enemy from within to destroy your life. And when you get sucked into it, you bring demons into your life. Doesn't matter that you're singing Amazing Grace all the time. You can sing songs. You can preach. Doesn't change anything. If you're bound in that area of your life, you're bound. You have to free yourself and start walking in that direction. And the earlier, the better. Remember, the earlier you free yourself from it, the better. Don't make excuses. You were not born that way. It's not natural.